Good morning. It's WAMC Regional News and Judy Patrick, who joins us on Wednesday morning. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, a very interesting forum coming up with a man many of us know in the Capital Region who sort of stands for open government, Bob Freeman.
Yeah, he will be at Schenectady County Community College tonight at 7 o'clock. It's a forum the Daily Gazette is sponsoring. The idea is to get the word out about open government, why it's important, and to help people who are in government or even private citizens understand what their rights are when it comes to having access to important information. You know, our paper has recently been stymied in our efforts to seek documents and emails relating, for example, to last year's fatal fire on J Street, you know, notices of claim against the city, and rendering of a sign that they're going to put up when they build the new casino over here in Schenectady. And on a state level, Governor Andrew Cuomo just last month vetoed a bill that would have limited the time a government agency could delay court-ordered release of information, and another bill that would have let judges award attorney's fees to citizens whose requests for information were inappropriately denied. So the forum's tonight at 7 o'clock. It's at the Taylor Auditorium at Schenectady County Community College, and we hope we get a good crowd.
Well, and there usually is a good crowd at a landmark, Saratoga Springs, and that's Cafe Lena. They're about to undergo a big transformation.
Yeah, you know, Cafe Lena has hosted such legends as Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, Arlo Guthrie, and Pete Seeger, and yesterday announced a $500,000 partnership with Bonaccio Construction, and that partnership will allow them to renovate this historic coffee house in Saratoga Springs and make it handicap accessible for the first time. If you've ever been there, you know you have to go up a fairly narrow, steep set of stairs to get into that historic venue. Joint elevator and new stairwell will serve the cafe as well as another building Bonaccio wants to build next door to the Cafe Lena. It's a four-story, eight-unit condominium mixed-use building with a retail on the ground floor, so that's part of the project. We talked to Sarah Craig. She's the executive director of the cafe. She told us that folk music is about inclusion, and the cafe has wanted to better serve its patrons and the community since they purchased the building in 1998. When Lena Spencer died after a fall in 1989, a volunteer board of trustees carried on the operation, and they bought the building back in 1998. So that's how it's been running since Lena's death. Lena, along with her husband Bill, founded the cafe back in 1960, and it's considered the oldest continuously operating folk music coffee house in North America. The board there has been trying to find ways to make the building accessible for many years, and this is they see as a really good improvement. There will be some other changes, including a new roof, flooring, and a higher ceiling. The former Black Box Theater behind the stage is already being turned into offices, and they're going to do some new bathrooms and improvements to the kitchen. In addition to hosting, you know, some legends in folk music, the cafe is also known for its coffee and its chocolate chip cookies. So if you've ever been there, this is good news. But it actually has sparked some debate from those who do not believe any changes should be made, others who say, I need to get up there and I'm not able to get there. An elevator will allow me to continue to hear music for the next 50 years.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on this and other stories today, head to dailygazette.com. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.